movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. A trumpet's getting ready to blow. There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
And welcome to the Watching for Jesus program. And family, Elmer Fudd never left the room. Oh yeah, some wackos was writing on my Facebook one, and not my Facebook, but an old website or something like that long ago. Said Elmer Fudd left the room. And nope, Elmer Fudd didn't leave the room. That's an inside joke. Big joke too. Family, if these people don't get out of these secret societies, their soul is damned to hell no matter what they do. That's a promise and a guarantee. It is very serious what's going on today. This lies about Armageddon coming up. Lies at these Hagees. Billy Graham now is lying. Joyce Myers, Joel Osteen, they're all joining in the same crowd. It's a shame. It really is. They should know better. See, family, when it talks about the falling away, what do you think that means? It means the churches are going to fall away. They're going to turn away from God. That's what that means exactly. And to do that, it doesn't just doesn't happen in one single day. They got to chip away at all the churches. That's where this thing called the 501c3 comes in, that your preacher don't tell you about. Or your rabbi, or your pope, or priest, or whatever, they're all the same. Your church leaders aren't telling you at the highest level. That's why they are at the highest level. All of them. All the TBN crowd, all the prosperity movement, every single one of them. Or they wouldn't be there. They'd been murdered, just like David Wilkerson, who didn't take their blood money, who didn't bow down to the National Council of Churches, which used to be the Federal Council of Churches, deemed as one of the most subversive organizations in America in 1936 by the Naval Intelligence. All these are facts. Controlled by the Rockefellers, who funded massacres of coal miners, railroad workers in the 1920s, 1930s. Not a thing was done to anybody. They made $200 million out of World War I. You see? Not a thing. Yet they can have, you know, people arrested for insider trading as a joke. Arrest people like Bernanke, whatever. That's a joke. All these little guys, the Nuremberg trials, it's nothing. Nuremberg trials brought over 10,000 Nazis over to America, South America, Argentina, in Operation Paperclip. 10,000 Nazis that were social engineers, scientists, rocket scientists. Adolf Hitler came over too. Oh, yeah. Family, it's not about Islam. It's not about Zionists. It's not about whatever other racism, all this stuff. Global warming, all that's fictitious alternate enemies designed to keep us divided, separated, and distracted. It's about the enemy, which is the secret societies. The Knights of Malta. The Knights of Columbus. Rhodes Scholars. Does that sound crazy? Well, you read their blood oath and tell me it's crazy. The Vatican that created all these isms. You name the ism, the Vatican, the Jesuits created it to kill, murder, destroy, and whatever else they could to destroy mankind, heading toward their so-called New World Order, which will never happen. You see, it's impossible for the created to defeat the creator that already knows every step they're going to make. And through their own technology, and the technology of so-called aliens or time travelers or Timbuktu, Kalamazoo, don't matter who they are, from wherever they are, Alpha Centauri, Star Trek, it really doesn't make a lick of difference who they are. Whatever they are, they're created. And the creator, God, all he has to do is disassemble their molecules, man. It's all he's got to do. Change the frequency vibration of this universe and all their so-called formulas, their plans, no pun intended, just goes to pot. And that's a fact. It's a promise. There's nothing they can do about it. That's why it requires a blood oath, the supernatural, the evil supernatural, to show the Freemasons at the highest level, the Shriners at the highest level, the Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, the Luciferians, a little bit of magic to ooh and wow them a little bit. At the Pentagon, Russian scientists using classified projects that actually incorporate witchcraft, literally, weaponizing demonic entities and synthesizing demonic activity by technology to keep them all wowed out. HARP controlling the weather. By the way, I'm laying the groundwork for what I'm going to talk about today, if you haven't known that already. But technology controlling the weather. And you got so-called experts out there that said, oh, this is not doing that. They're liars. Or they're just unstudied in the situation going on, and they're just deceived themselves. Which is, I don't see holding anything back, because if they're going to declare something, then they better be able to back it up. And not with their threats or with their attacks and all this. It's show up by evidence. They can't. Well, I've studied the Bible for 30 years, and I'm an expert, and I'm an engineer. And don't tell me all that nonsense. You belong to secret societies or not? Are you a Freemason? Are you a Knights of Malta? Do you belong to a secret society? Now, they've got to say yes. Well, of course I do. Or they're going to deny it and lie, which means what it does. If they know you know about the secret societies, and they're going to say, well, no, I don't belong to any, then they got to lie about who they are. That means their subconscious will catch on that negative operative conditioning that they got to lie and conceal who they really are. Which means their subconscious will say, you must be doing something wrong. So when you ask them, they got to admit it or lie about it. Either way, you win. Confront them. They deny it? So what? Then where are you getting the information from? Show me the evidence. And don't come up with some MIT report. You've got to be kidding me. Or a Harvard report? Ha! That's Illuminati right there of Tavistock. So that completely destroys the credibility of anything from Harvard. And I mean this literally. Harvard, Stanford, Yale. Don't give me none of that nonsense and garbage. Because they are, in fact, Marxist, socialist, and humanist, as evidence confirms. So that means they're biased. And you can't trust anything coming from these colleges that's members of the Council of Foreign Relations. That's a fact. You see? That's a fact. With that in mind, let's begin. Lord, we come together today in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, we dedicate this program to you. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, to guide us today, guide us in all these broadcasts. Lead us, Father, that you'll give us wisdom, discernment, guide us along. Father, we do pray for our brethren. We pray for an awareness. We pray for wisdom, discernment. Father, we pray for knowledge to be brought upon our hearts that are going to show us the end times as they really are, as contained in the Bible. Lord, there's so much deception today. Lord, we need your Holy Spirit to guide us through the deception, the false preaching of the churches, the deception that's coming from the governments. Father, these faking of the end times events that they're going to use by technology that will even fool the very elect, if it's possible. Father, we pray for that wisdom and discernment. Father, we also pray for our family members, our families that are being targeted, our families that are in fear or not aware, that, Lord, you'll touch their hearts with your Holy Spirit and guide them through many divine appointments, that they'll be led to the truth. Father, I know it takes more than one sometimes. But Father, I know that you know the hearts. And we put our faith in you. Father, we pray for the healings we've talked about and prayed about, Lord, we brought up and individually and then as a broadcast, as a group. Father, a prayer group here that we pray for the healing of our family, healing of our friends, those that support us. With knowledge, with friendship, with sharing of their own experiences. The Father, we're all in this together. But Father, they're trying to divide us, Lord, that to cause us to go to war, to cause us to fight. The Father will bring us together through the New World Order. Father, we pray for the return of Jesus. We don't pray for sovereignty. We don't pray for patriotism. We pray for the return of Jesus Christ to this planet. And to set up his kingdom in Jerusalem. Father, we pray for the line of David, Father, for it to be manifested in the Feast of Tabernacles, Lord, that the 1,000-year reign of Jesus Christ will come to this earth. But Father, to guide us through these tribulations that yet to come. To give us opportunities to witness to others that they can see the light of Jesus and accept him as their Savior. Father, we pray for those that are not saved, that, Lord, that they'll find divine appointments. We pray for our troops, our military, our citizens that have been contemplating suicide because, Father, they're being targeted with these drugs, the technology, the supernatural intervention of these demons with the suicide thoughts. Father, to render null and void the effects of these drugs, to destroy their technology, Lord, and to tear down the protection these Wicca, Satanists, and all the like they have. But those, Father, that left with no knowledge of where to go, Father, you bind the Holy Spirit to their heart. And this would serve as a guide to your Son, Jesus Christ. We pray for the children. This father is going to be sought after, abducted for these sacrifices coming up in this Halloween. And the All Saints Day of November. Father, that you will protect the children, that in your wisdom, Lord, will bring them to you. And give wisdom to families to protect their children, as they will be sought after and abducted and carried on by these Satanists and Wiccan and all the like. Father, for protection, we pray. And all these things we pray in the Lord, in the Savior, Jesus Christ, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptations, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Family, we are in this together, but you got to understand that the media is 100% controlled today by the Council of Foreign Relations. It's a fact. So anything coming out of TV, newspapers, is all controlled. You don't have free press. I'm sorry to tell you, but you don't. Now, I don't want to have some of this negative stuff coming out, and you're like, oh, this is depressing. Man, get over the depressing part and get with what's really going on. You know, we can walk around in the lilies all you want, reflect back in the good old days, but family, it's going to end. Whether you like it or not, the days are going to come back around at us. Judgment is coming to this nation. Something awful. I don't pray for the return of the Republic. I don't pray for the return of the Constitution, all that stuff. Family, we're not doing so well when you got 500,000 children disappearing in the United States every year, unaccounted for. 250,000 are allegedly accounted for. Now, there's something wrong with that. And knowing very well the government is controlled by Luciferians. And that's a provable fact. So we got a big problem here. A big one. Big problem. And when you got that news media totally controlled, they got those little ear things going on, right? And they're told what to say throughout the United States. That's serious. And that began, you know when it began? That began in 1915. Now, I'm not going to go in detail about that, but there's congressional records prove that J.P. Morgan took control of 25 major newspapers beginning in 1915. From then on, they've controlled it. And they passed it on to the Rockefellers in 1921 when they created the Council of Foreign Relations. That is the Illuminati. Now, I'm assuming today I've got veterans of Watchmen for Jesus program, so I'm not going to cover a lot of detail like I do as far as past shows and all this. But I got a lot to talk about today that I get caught up in sometimes these rabbit trails, and I go off somewhere for 20 minutes, 30 minutes. And people that's around regular listeners are like, oh, there he goes again. Then I'm doing it for the ones that's never heard it before, so I got to have a happy balance there. To explain, because I go in deep detail of how this really operates, and I can do that. I try to explain to people what's really going on in this world, and I can do that. But so can a lot of people. I heard today this thing called Armageddon. It's a video of some sort. And I heard the video, and the guy that talks on it is doing a fantastic job. Where he also confirms what we've been talking about on this video, just recently heard it, that they're trying to provoke God. What does that mean exactly? Well, getting these same-sex marriages in the, all states, all of a sudden, man, it is going like wildfire. Why would that be? Why all of a sudden, in the past 6 months, but now in the past 3-4 weeks, and Ruth Bader Ginsburg is riding herd like on, you know, like they're heading, you know, like what? Like High Chaparral. I know some of you youngins are going to say, what's High Chaparral? Look at your archive TV. Anyway, that's what's going on today. And the average American that listens to TV and news assume it's telling you the truth. Well, the assumption should be they're not telling you the truth, because the deception is the rule. Now, where are we heading today? I want to talk about this Armageddon that they're trying to throw upon you. And this starts crossing into religious type of teaching. You've got this teaching about four blood moons. Man, they've had four blood moons since the day of this constellations up there. And these ones like Hagee and all the rest of them, they know what they're doing. And they're lying to people. And Mark Blitz and all the rest of them. They're making money off of people's fears. I do not respect that nonsense. Jonathan Kahn and all these guys, Harbinger. Now, the funny part about it is, though, is since they're in league with the Illuminati and the Freemasons and the secret society is the Vatican, the enemy. Since they're in league with them, what they can say could be true, because, you see, the Illuminati controlling the weather through HAARP, knowing the signs of the times because they're into witchcraft, they can make things happen by using the technology and a combination of the supernatural, which they're in league with. In the Bible, it warns you, Colossians 2:16. It tells you about the Sabbath. It says in Colossians 2:16, let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink, or in respect of a holy day, or of the new moon, or the Sabbath days. Let no man therefore judge you. So when the Seventh Day Adventists say, you must all worship on Saturday, that's baloney. When the Roman Catholic Church and Protestant churches all say, you must worship on Sunday, that's more baloney. Because Jesus Christ fulfilled the fourth commandment. So if I want to worship because of my situation on Monday or Tuesday or whenever, I can do that. And they can't say a word about it and have no right to. Now, if I want to worship with some other folks because we're two or more gathered, there's a church. That is the church, not the Roman Catholic, not Baptist, not Methodist, not Hindu, not the whatever. Don't make no difference. It's where two or more are gathered. That is a church. And if we two or three or four or five or six, whatever we are, want together on Tuesday because we can, that's our Sabbath day. Yeah, you see. Now, the Sabbath, being on a Sunday or Monday or Saturday or Sunday, whatever, and tithing 10%, that was directed to the law, to the Jews, the Hebrews, back then, because they had no Jesus. When Jesus came, died, rose again, became the Savior, and their denial doesn't change a thing, because he still is, always was pronounced in the Old Testament, be he's coming. He came, his name was Jesus, not Yeshua, not Yahweh, not none of that. Jehovah is his name, is God, I am that I am, Elohei, Elohei. Yeah, buddy. And Jesus Christ, because in Greek it's Jesus, and in English it's Jesus, and that's his name. He came. He fulfilled the commandments. He fulfilled the law, but didn't abolish it. So you look, every verse counts. Every single verse. You can't just ignore it, erase it. Well, they've already done that in the other Bibles, by the way. You just can't ignore it. So you got to look at all the scripture, no matter single or otherwise. Every word he's put in that Bible counts. So, there you go. Let no man judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of a holy day or in the new moon or the Sabbath days. Ooh, look at there. So this four blood moons is absolute total nonsense. And the books you're buying, the money you're spending for that harbinger, Shemitah, or whatever Todd is, don't make a lick of difference. It's all nonsense and garbage. There is one blood moon, and it's a specific one, and you'll find it in Revelation 6, verses 12 to 17. And by that time, there'll be three-quarters of the world's population doggone decimated. Hate to be negative, but that's what's going to happen. It's like saying, when you say, well, you're being so negative. Okay, well, we're in a house, a big house, say, for example, or hotel. I say, hey, guy, excuse me a minute. I hate to be negative here with y'all in the dining room here, but there's a fire that's raging. I don't mean to be negative now, but y'all are going to burn if you don't get out of this room. But don't go rushing and being all negative and all, but I would kind of hurry it up a little bit. Or like the ship's captain on a cruise ship. Captain to passengers. I hate to be negative here. Y'all are having a good time. But we got a 100-foot wave heading toward us. So I just kind of batten down if I were you. Pardon me for being negative, but it's coming. There you go. Because that's what's happening. So when you got all the death that's been caused by America, all the death that's been caused by Europe, all the death that's been caused by the Luciferian secret society members, Jesuits, Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, Fabian Society. Oh, I could just go and go. You don't think God's not going to judge them? You better believe he is. So this coming Armageddon, they're trying to hurry it up. You know how? Our country was founded on Christian principles, but it's never meant to be carried out. It was founded on Christian principles, but is always meant to be subverted since the day this country was born in Jamestown. The plan to make America the new Atlantis, began in 1425 A.D. By 1492, Columbus set sail. He was a member of the royal family. He was a Satanist. He knew exactly where he was going. There was nothing brave about it whatsoever. It was to make the North American continent, a diverse continent of different cultures beginning in the year 1500. And Jamestown was the first. Right up to 1943, when behind closed doors, FDR said, I'm going to infest America with all the aliens possible. He was planning on declaring martial law in 1943-44. FDR was working with Churchill and Adolf Hitler. They're all cousins. Now, I can't go into detail about all that right now. I don't have the time. I could very easily. Some amazing things I've said, isn't it? Well, there's a lot of people know this, but nobody listens to them. Well, see, here's the funny part about it, though. Funny, how peculiar. Is now they're revealing all this stuff. You see, they're revealing the corruptness of the history and the corrupt of American government, the corrupt of the Vatican. Now they're telling you this. Yeah. Because once destroy the Roman Catholic Church, the Roman Catholic Church will destroy the Roman Catholic Church. Once they do that, what's going to happen to the Roman Catholics? When they have the falling away, what's going to happen? They're going to like, oh my God, what do we do? Oh my gosh. It's called the dialectic. They have it already planned out. It's called the New Age movement. Because you see, Catholics trained in their Catholic schools by design, all their pomp and routine and all this and all that, is a brainwashing system, just like every other religion, no matter which it is. Just like the Freemasons, just like Parris Island, South Carolina, I know that very well. It's all brainwashing. Well, once they've been brainwashed and the Catholic Church crashes, they're conditioned and their core belief, their core education has said, you can't trust Protestants. They're subordinate. They're radical. They're protestants. Playing words there. Mm-hmm. So what do they do? That's where Teilhard de Chardin. Teilhard, T-E-I-L-A-R-D, I think it is. D-E-C-H-A-R-D-I-N. Chardin, a Jesuit priest who's considered to be the father of the New Age movement. Well, if you got a father, you got to have a mother, right? The mother is Helena Blavatsky. And the middle person, Alice Bailey. That's the real theology that's always been hidden under Roman Catholicism. It goes back before Constantine. The ancient mystery schools of religion, created by the Nimrod, Isis, Zoroastrianism, Iran, shamanism, Mithraism, all these ancient mystery schools of religion, rejected. No problem. They just formed the Roman Catholicism in 325 A.D. They called it Christianity to hide the pagan origin. See, Jesus Christ is not about any religion, none of them. Not Baptist, not Methodist, not Presbyterian, not Zionism, Judaism, or whatever. No religion. None of them, or all of them, are corrupt. Every one of them. Hiding their pagan origins. Jesus is about redemption and salvation. Your Savior and the only one who died on the cross for our sins. Prophesied over the entire Torah, but that's where it ends. First five books of the Old Testament was God talking to Moses. 613 instructions called the law. Fulfilled by Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary. It's finished. That's what he meant. Then began the New Testament. Well, Judaism don't have that. The Torah doesn't cover it all. So it cancels that out. Except for the Masoretic text. That's God talking to Moses. That's the scriptures that Jesus even used. Since Jesus was God incarnated, I'd say he knew it pretty well. Jesus Christ incarnated, God incarnated human flesh, and the Word became flesh. That's pretty slam dunk. That's why they don't like the Bible. So they decided to corrupt the Bibles, Westcott and Hort, in the late 19th century, and they were two Freemasons. They corrupted the Bibles, which led way for the Bibles of the 20th century. All of them, except for the King James. They couldn't touch that. So they had to subvert it in different other ways. That's where they come up with the 501c3. Aha. Uh-huh. The National Council of Churches. Oh-ho. To make sure Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian would finally use the corrupted Bibles under the lie and the guise of it's easier to read. That is so petty, it's not even funny. Because they remove the word Jesus in some places, that makes it easier to read. Remove fasting and prayer and how to deal with demonic entities. Matthew 17:21. That makes it easier to read. No. It's Satan's way of trying to control, dumb us down in subtle ways. I say pooey. The King James, irrefutably, is a only instruction manual you have that's legitimate. So they must take it out. And that's what they're up to. By changing the laws. So back to what I said a little while ago. If they get the countries to change their laws, that takes away the opportunity of the citizens to follow the laws as according to the Bible. So you start changing the laws, then God's going to pull away from that country. If we go against God individually, what's he going to do? Pull away from you. Do you call him back? Do you say, Lord, forgive me what I did, my lust, my adultery, my lying, or I'm sorry I did that. Father, forgive me, please. You acknowledge it. He'll say, okay, because you've acknowledged it. It doesn't mean I covered over with a good deed. It don't work. It don't work at all. It's about repentance. And then when you do that, he'll give you a gold star. You know what that gold star is? That gold star is when you do it again, you're convicted of it. You feel guilty. That guilt that you get, look here, this is a really opposite way of looking at it, but it's true. Guilt that you feel when you tell a lie, commit adultery, or whatever, is a gold star. You know why? Because when you do it, God says, don't start going that way again. Why do you think you've been married for, 3 years? Or 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, whatever. And you just had to go for that drink after work with your coworker. Proverbial. Or somebody you met or something. And you've been in that 3 year marriage and you just thought, I just have a little bit of wine, you know, or something. We really get along together. And it just, it doesn't go so well. But you think it does because you're having a little bit of a playback when you're single again. And before you know it, you're in some stupid affair. All it takes is one. Or even the thought of it. Because when I think and I look, oh, if I'd only known this years, years, and years, and years ago when I was stupid. But if you even think about having an affair, think about, I want that car, think about it, you've committed the crime, you committed this sin right then and there. Even if I look upon a woman in lust, I've committed adultery. So here it comes. Here's the point. When I commit that lie, I commit adultery, I commit some sin that God says, he pings you with that guilt. Now, we're talking physics and biology here. I ain't talking about some philosophical nonsense. I'm telling you, when you go home or you go to work or somewhere the person you did bad to, they say, man, what's wrong with you today? What? Me? What? You're not acting right. Because they can't put their finger on, but they can tell something's not right with you. Or you say you feel guilty, so you bring flowers home for the first time in a while. What'd you do? Why? Well, you brought me some flowers. Well, yeah, so what? Well, you see, because that Holy Spirit's saying, and it shows up in your face, it shows up in your mannerism, there's no way you can hide it. Because the Holy Spirit is filtering out that lie. And the Holy Spirit wants you to repent. So, what's my point? Well, I made several points, but the main point is, this is why in the secret societies, this is why in the Jesuit Oath, Knights of Malta, Rhodes Scholars, secret societies, military, we take oaths. So that overrides any conviction you get, the Holy Spirit's going to convict you of. So if I call my enemy a kraut, a chink, slant-eyed, gook, raghead, he calls me a cracker, or something, I don't know, whatever. We call a bad name for a cop, or a black person, or a white person, or something that we're taught, that dehumanizes the individual. Same thing for a rapist to a woman, he calls her names that I'm not even going to repeat. That's for the purpose of dehumanizing them, so you don't feel that conviction. That's how it works. Holy Spirit's at work there, you see. So Satan knows how to get you to override it. And if you listen to Satan, you get deeper and deeper in debt. There's a song about that, isn't there? Years ago. 16 tons. What do you get? Deeper in debt and deeper in debt. That's how it works. It's chemistry, it's biology, it's physics, supernatural. It's amazing. So, The point is, on the high level of government, that's why they take these oaths. That's why they must be in secret societies, so they can lie, cheat, steal, murder, rape, and not bother them. That's how they can kill children. Your presidents, your legislators, your military commanders wear the robes, do the chanting, murder children in Europe, Scandinavia, Africa, Russia, China. They all work together in a Luciferian agenda. And that agenda is to reduce the world's population to a manageable level. I'm sure you've heard that before. That is the reality of what's going on today, because Satan is prince of this world. But he is not king. This is what's really going on in the outside. And it's so complex and complicated. You know about the Georgia Guidestones, right? They've been a modification to it and all kinds of things like this. The New Commandments, they call them, maintain humanity under 500 million and perpetual balance with nature. Maintain humanity under 500 million. Now, there's 7 billion people on the face of this planet. So to maintain humanity under 500 million is a lot of killing. Vaccinations, disease, wars. They no longer can control. So when you consider that, you say, well, I read about that conspiracy theory and all that sort of thing. And I heard on TV, you can say that too. But now when you really put it to work, how does it really sound when it's put to work, when it's real?
That for the first time in human history, for the first time in all of human history, almost all of mankind is politically awake. And these new and old major powers face still yet another novel reality, in some respects unprecedented. And it is that while the lethality of their power is greater than ever, their capacity to impose control over the politically awakened masses of the world is at a historical low. I once put it rather pungently, and I was flattered that the British Foreign Secretary repeated this, as follows. Namely, in earlier times, it was easier to control a million people, literally. It was easier to control a million people than physically to kill a million people. Today, it is infinitely easier to kill a million people than to control a million people. It is easier to kill than to control.
Wow, that's Zbigniew Brzezinski, a Polish-American advisor, political science, geostrategist and statesman, served as a counselor to Lyndon B. Johnson. He held the position of United States National Security Advisor to President Jimmy the Peanut Farmer Carter. He's regarded as one of the President Obama's main advisor on foreign politics. He goes way, way back. He brokered at the Camp David Accords, signing of the Second Strategic Arms Limitation Treaty, SALT II. This old boy has been around. The financing of the Mujahideen in Afghanistan in response to Soviet deployment. He's among arming the rebels to counter the Soviet invasion. But what that was all about was to set up the jihad that we'd use to take into Bosnia and Croatia and the Balkans, which I'm very familiar with. I worked there for 5 years, 1999 to 2004. He is also involved in the arming the rebels to counter the Soviet invasion, in addition to signing of the Torres-Carter treaties that I've talked about before, where it relinquished U.S. control of the Panama Canal after 1999. So it was signed around 1978, 79. We pulled out, leaving a vacuum there of jobs, obviously, as designed. Jimmy Carter's a Luciferian. He's not even remotely a Christian. The cover is Christian, but he's not a Christian. He's a Luciferian like Bush, Clinton, Reagan, Nixon, all the rest of them. But in any case, that left a vacuum in the Panama Canal. You know why they did that? Because around, 1990s, China started establishing their position in the Panama Canal in order to build military bases as allowed by the CFR, known by our own government, by design, to establish military bases in Mexico. That's there now. So by 1993, to set things up, Billy Bob Clinton cut his teeth as being governor of Arkansas, murdering his way up the chain of command. Brought the Chinese into Long Beach Naval Base in Costco in 1990s, allowing the Chinese, which is Costco, to start bringing their military equipment in and so forth in Long Beach Naval Base. So they established foreign trade zones throughout the United States, of which there's 290 foreign trade zones and one in Mount Airy, North Carolina. Imagine that. Why would the Chinese build a foreign trade zone in Mount Airy, North Carolina, and in Griffinville? I live here. I see it. I drove back in there. It's nice. It's big. It's got all kinds of industrial this, that, and the other back there. Nice pond, too. And outside the gates, it's wide open for now. It won't be in the future, but right now it's wide open and non-threatening, and all the middle-class families got little jobs, and the old people, they want to die, and the young people want to move out so they'll have control at the time they bring in their own people, which are coming in now because I keep track of it. Yeah, Irish and Scottish and other kinds of foreigners coming into Mount Airy, North Carolina, buying up property. Oh, I see it happening. That these Mount Airy people don't know yet. The Freemasons are behind it, laying the groundwork. See, this Mount Airy, North Carolina, which I live in, is right next to Highway 77, halfway between New York and Florida. Back in the 50s and 60s, where they run drugs and women and all kinds of other things, like Mount Airy, North Carolina, for example, used to be called Little Chicago. Got really nice people here, laid back, easy going. Y'all come back now here. Yeah. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. Enough. But they don't know what the Freemasons are up to. They don't know that they're going to use Mount Airy once again as a major pipeline of criminal activity in the outskirts and hidden. A lot of these little towns don't know that. That's how they work. So 290 foreign trade zones, FTZs, property given to China, because they paid off or took part of our debt, 30%, I understand. So we got to give them property as collateral, right? That's where they got the collateral. That's what's going on at the highest level of government. After all, they did it in 1789, 1859, and 1929. Every American citizen was pledged as collateral. And that third bank cycle, that's another story. I'm not going there today. Do you see the big picture here going on? Jesus Christ is coming back. There's no religious leader you can depend on. They're human. But Jesus Christ, you can. Someone asked me today when I went out about in the town, so who do you think is, and it was on the street, and I was talking to people, and well, who do you think is somebody we could follow, somebody that you can trust? I said, there isn't any. You might have scattered churches around the United States, and you know one maybe here, one maybe there, that's really teaching the truth about the Illuminati, about how Satan operates, and so forth. I said, but on a higher scale, I have to say here, my opinion is David Wilkerson, who was murdered. Yes, Armageddon is what I want to talk about. I agree. See, sometimes I get off on a rabbit trail. I'm sorry, I sometimes do. Armageddon. Did you know, back, there's some kind of a Rockefeller document put out by the Rockefeller Foundation. And the title of it is Scenarios for the Future of Technology and International Development. Well, someone gave it to me today, and I turned to page 18 on this document, and it says in it, in 2012, the pandemic that the world had been anticipating for years finally hit. Okay. Unlike 2009's H1N1, the new influenza strain originating from wild geese, they're trying to goose me here, I think. Anyway, it was extremely virulent and deadly. Do tell. Did I miss something then? I know they lied in 2009 about 1,000 people dying, and then it starts talking about tens of thousands dying and whatever in 2009. Did I miss something then too? I don't remember that ever happening, really, because it didn't. But here, this is official right here. When nations were quickly overwhelmed, when virus streaked around the world, infecting nearly 20% of the global population, killing 8 million in just 7 months, I hope this is a scenario, because it's reading like it actually happened. Well, they tried to tell us it happened in 2009 in official reports. More fear-mongering. Armageddon. The name Armageddon has been thrown around, even if they have a little, some kind of a touch of a, of some kind of a war of some sort, or the moon does something funny, or there's got a, some kind of natural disaster somewhere in the world that's just off the scale, or they got dead fish, dead birds, and dead cows, or a red river somewhere. Armageddon keeps popping up. End times events. No, they're not. Family, as I said about an hour ago, what we've done in this country, led by the Jesuits, in the background, you think we're going to escape judgment? You got to be kidding me. You think God's going to say, well, you know, you all done really good work and you've been helping people, which we haven't. I can tell you about the Laura Spelman Memorial Fund. I can tell you about some of the Billy Graham projects and others. Oh, no. What they really do with the money? The prosperity preaching, the TBN crowd, what they do with the money? You can see what they do with the money. Look at the mansions they got. Yeah. And you don't think God's not going to judge America? You got to be kidding. So when you have the tribulations going on today, what are they talking about now? Do I watch the tribulations on TV? Just I give me, you know, popcorn and sit back and watch the tribulations go on? You think that's going to happen? Family, we're in for a ride. I don't mean to be negative here, but it's not negative. This is real. And what they got to have us do is have some kind of crisis, whether it's a disease, a civil war, which is coming. They need some kind of major event that's going to cause us to declare martial law. You say, well, that's crazy. Really? It'll be the sixth time they've planned it. They've been trying to do it since 1933. It's nothing new at all. So the Armageddon script that I want to talk about, I've laid kind of a groundwork here. And the Armageddon script I want to talk about is a basic outlay of the events that's going to happen. Perilous times will come. False Christs and false prophets will come to deceive even the very elect. Wars and rumors of wars. You've heard this over and over. Nation against nation. Kingdom against kingdom. Increase in famines, pestilence, and earthquakes. Lawlessness, immorality will abound. The love of many will grow cold. Some Christians will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. I'm batting 1,000 so far. Men will become lovers of self. Does it getting married to yourself sound like it? Because that's what they're doing. Lovers of money. Unholy, proud, boasters, blasphemers, NAACP. Unloving, disobedient to parents. Thanks to video games. And the schools, which are schools of humanists. Every public school is a school of humanists. Humanism. Charles Francis Potter, 1930, confirms it. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Georgia Ann Geyer, Roger Kimball, Bertrand Russell. John Dewey, in the early 20th century, was a humanist, and he's the father of American education. Before him was Horace Mann. Oh, whoa, you can't get any more clear than that. Unforgiving. That's where the movies teach you. I know I'm going to step on toes here, even my own toes. Go ahead. No, I didn't do it right. Go ahead. Make my day. We've been taught since John Wayne, who was a Freemason, Audie Murphy, Roy Rogers. I know some of you are saying, who's that? Till the movies today, that's 10 years, of being unforgiving. In the video games. You've got games and video games. You've got games where your kids with these video games where they're going into the airports to kill. You get points for killing passengers. How about that? And cops. You don't think it's not training your kids? Keeps them quiet, don't it? Honey, go in there and play your game while you and your daddy and I talk about. I got reading the paper. Go play your video game. Hours and hours, all weekend, that's all they do. Then they can play throughout the United States each other. Man, those kids had heart attacks because they sit there and play for 8 hours not moving. Now, you don't think they're not being brainwashed? You got to be kidding me. That's exactly what it's for. It's working perfectly. To teach brutality, traitors, headstrong, lovers of pleasure, rather than lovers of God and unthankful. I fell right into this like everybody else. I'm not, you know, it convicts me, but I got to talk about it. The Holy Spirit will be poured out on all flesh. Now, what did I say about the Holy Spirit? Conviction will hit. Those that don't want that conviction will fight against it. Those that will look for salvation. They're planning on having salvation, a religion that they'll be linked to, the New Age movement. They know this is coming. They know the Bible better than anybody else. But the gospel of Jesus Christ will be preached to the whole world, and then the end will come. Nowhere in that Bible do I hear anything about 4 blood moons. Nowhere. That book by Hagee is an abomination. It's a lie to the American public. Jonathan Kahn is a lie to the American public. It's an abomination of the scriptures. And that's what it's designed for. Lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God and unthankful. They're lovers of preachers, priests, rabbis, and preachers, lovers of religion, country, flag, whatever. But where's God in all this? Where's Jesus Christ in all this? It's not about supporting Christianity. It's about supporting Jesus. You know, That's what it's about. The gospel of Jesus Christ will be preached to the whole world, and then the end will come. It's not, well, in 2017, there is the moons are going to be this, that, and the other, and pi times squared equals mc squared, and I've already figured this out, and all this, and all that. And I wrote a book, by the way, buy it down here at the store, of telling you when the end times are coming. Man, there's people going to flock down there and buy it. Lord of mercy. Then you're going to have people going to my lectures. Don't work that way. No one knows the day or the hour. Nobody knows. There's no formula. There's no new revelation. The revelation has been told by John of Patmos. God will open up an end time prophecy for all to understand and interpret as to prepare for his second coming. You'll know it when it happens. There'll be a restoration of the real Jewish people back to the state of Israel. Not the fake ones they got today. Not the Star of David. Star of David's family. Star of David's witchcraft. That requires a blood sacrifice. The Star of David is not of the Hebrew Jews. Whatsoever. That requires, as a matter of fact, our own flag, by design, reflects 50 pentagrams. That's what it's for. And the 13 stripes and all that. As the 13 families of Illuminati, under the guise of 13 colonies, which is owned by the UN anyway, since 1859. Rebuilding of the Jewish temple. Yep, you watch it. Rise of the Antichrist, false prophet, which you're trying to make into Islam. Family, Islam was created by the Vatican. And Zionism was created by the Vatican. And in fact, separate from that, Albert Pike planned Islam and Zionism in 1873, planned that Islam and Zionism will fight, will go to war for the World War III, which hadn't happened yet. It was all planned before 1873 anyway. That is World War III, and the winner will be neither one. Both will fight to complete exhaustion, and the old Roman Empire out of Rome will rise up with a new religion and a new theology called New Age Movement. And Lucifer. But Islam is looked at as the enemy. Zionism is looked at as the enemy. But that's not the enemy. The enemy is in Rome. And all the religions are offshoots of the Roman Catholic Church. Whether they like it or not, they still are. Because we still follow the holidays. Then here comes the 7-year tribulations, and you got the Battle of Armageddon. The real battle of Armageddon, which is a battle between Jesus Christ and the Antichrist. That's Armageddon. After Armageddon is return of Jesus to our earth to set up a 1,000-year millennium. After a 1,000-year millennium is a new heaven and a new earth after the battle of Gog and Magog. That's all in the Bible. How come they can't use that, these so-called theologians? Now, this is recorded, so if you miss something, you can go back and listen to it if you still want to. But I am radical because I believe in following the Bible exactly, because mankind don't have it. Mankind doesn't. I don't. So what's my source? God's holy word. The Battle of Armageddon. Things are going to happen before the Battle of Armageddon. 7 years of tribulation, which will lead up to the Battle of Armageddon. The 7-year tribulation, family, as the scriptures show you, if you read the scriptures, the great tribulation will last for 7 years, or the tribulation will. At the midpoint of this tribulation, which has not started yet, not even the first seal yet. So when I'm reading the book, and, oh, this guy's a prophet. Oh, well, okay, well, anyway. And I start reading that we're now in the tribulations. I just close the book and say, well, I just wasted $15 or a 7 or whatever. and I can't read it no more. Because I don't, now I got to decipher which is true, which is nonsense. And that's exactly what happens. If it even deviates one little scripture verse from the King James Bible, I'm done with it because I know it's wrong. So that means now I got to, you know, decipher it. I got to say, well, this is true here, but what else is not true? I don't like doing that. So I just quit because I know that author is not touched by the Holy Spirit. It's that simple. I'm done with it. I just quit reading it. When it doesn't fall in line with the Bible, I know it's wrong. Now stop, because I want to learn. But you got to know the scriptures, family. You just got to read them. It's simple. Now, at the midpoint of this tribulation, once it starts, the Antichrist will seat himself in the temple of God that will have to be rebuilt by the Jewish people. He'll proclaim himself to be God. And this event is called, unlike what the Jonathan Clicks and all these want to tell you, they're full of nonsense anyway, because the event of the mid-tribulation in fact is called the abomination of desolation by the prophet Daniel. The abomination of desolation is a mid-tribulation where the Antichrist becomes evil, because when he first comes to first seal, he's a good guy. He stops the chemtrails. He's defeated the Illuminati. There's no more sin. Sin never was. The Bible's been misinterpreted. And here's your new Bible, Christ consciousness, etc., etc. New Age movement. It'd be a relief to a lot of people, but it'd be a big lie. And even the very elect would be fooled. If that were possible. We push God with all these changing the laws to have to hurry up and bring forth the 7-year tribulation they think you're going to do. They shall not tempt the Lord thy God. Is very clear. This 7-year tribulation, Jesus says that once the abomination of desolation happens, that once that Antichrist has turned bad now, and you've entered World War III, the second seal, the red horse, you'll be within that 3.5 years, the first 3.5 years. At that time, you can have the 3rd, 4th, and 5th seal to open up at the same time, because you'll have famine worldwide. If you're in Kentucky, you're going to have famine. If you're in San Francisco, if you're in North Carolina, it don't matter where you're from. Ontario, it don't matter. You're going to experience famine. It'll be all at the same time worldwide. You'll know it. You won't need internet to watch it on internet. Because you won't have internet. It won't be any kind of technology. That once it happens, that the abomination of desolation, and they'll know it in Israel, not America, in Israel, it's in Israel, in Jerusalem, he'll march into that temple and say, I am God. There'll be no doubt that he's the Antichrist. That's when it says his people in Jerusalem are to literally run for the hills, because that's when God's wrath will hit this earth in the first trumpet. That's why. Jesus says that the last 3.5 years of tribulation set off by the abomination of desolation will be the worst tribulation and time of trouble that this world has ever seen in the history of man. Now, has that happened yet? Or did I sleep through it? Did Carl Gallup somehow predict something that I slept through? We're already in the 6th trumpet, right? Really? I must have missed something there, I reckon. Must have slept through it like Rip Van Winkle. If I slept through it, somebody tell me. Because I don't think it happened yet. Matter of fact, can you tell me who the Antichrist is? I know they're trying to make the Antichrist. It's Obama. Oh, no, Prince William. Oh, no. You see, they don't know who yet. And when this happens, and God's wrath hits this earth, he says that there's been days that's not been shortened by God the Father, that no flesh would have been saved if the days aren't shortened. That doesn't mean it's going to be 5 years or 4 years. It means it's going to be 7 years, not eight, not nine, not ten. Jesus is implying that man would have destroyed the entire earth at the Battle of Armageddon. But at this point, it's the Antichrist and the transhumanized army of Nephilim. Not flesh, but Nephilim. Hybrids. And at this point, the Antichrist will start to lose control of his empire. And other nations will come against him in the Battle of Armageddon, and then Jesus Christ will come. You see. Now, that tribulation hadn't started yet. Once it starts, the first seal, there will be peace and prosperity. Peace and prosperity. Worship the Antichrist as a good guy. What guy? What peace and prosperity? Okay. So they got to have a crisis before the first seal. Some generated crisis. Whether it's a pandemic, a fake Armageddon, a fake world war, something, a major disaster in America that would dwarf 9-1-1, or destruction of Damascus, touch off a fake world war, it would bring your false prophet named Sanan Emanuel to stop mankind from destroying themselves. I am Yeshua. That is planned to happen, by the way. That's why they call it Yeshua. Sananda Emanuel, a fallen angel. Look it up, Sananda Emanuel. Look it up now. It's called disclosure. So they're going to set up tribulations and Armageddon from a technological and supernatural point of view to fool people into thinking that we're at the end. And the one that comes, the false prophet, is who you expect to be Jesus. Now here's the tricky part. Is this one called Sananda, this one that looks like Jesus Christ, you think is Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the name that he's going to call himself Yeshua, a worldwide disclosure. When that happens, that's when they'll introduce so-called aliens, ascended masters, no Jesus, Bible's been misused, completely destroy religion as you know it. That's when the New Age movement, as I talked about a little while ago, will then rise to the top. The Book of Enoch will come to the top because it talks about the fallen angels. The Book of Enoch was never written by Enoch. It's impossible. It's written, as they confirm, about the first century. Enoch was taken before the flood. They didn't pass the book down from generation to generation. They passed the prophecies down. And the same prophecy that Enoch was speaking back in those days would have been repeated by the prophets of the Old Testament and New Testament. Because Enoch was a man of God. So much so that God took him up alive. So the prophecy that he was speaking in those days, warning people, and the prophecy carried down by word of mouth from Noah, passed on to his sons and passed on to their families, would have been repeated. You understand this? Because it comes from the same God. So it's not like his prophecies just left us. Oh, what happened to Enoch's prophecies? We'll never know now. What do you mean you'll never know now? You've got prophets throughout the Old Testament and New Testament. He was just serving as a prophet back then to a evil world that obviously God would reduced to water, start all over again. They wouldn't listen to Enoch's prophecies. They all fell away. You see what happened? There's no book. God didn't need some book passed by Enoch. But you'll find a book of Enoch has a lot of false in it too. And it talks about the fallen angels. So when the fallen angels come to bear in what's called, listen now, what's called the externalization of the hierarchy is their appearance on the face of this earth. When? On the fifth seal. I'm sorry, sixth seal. When the stars fall from heaven. That's when the fallen angels are cast out of the second heaven on earth. Just in time for the first trumpet and the wrath of God. When they all can come on this earth. And the plan, really their plan, which, you know, is here and there, but it's documented. By the year 2025, is what they plan to have full externalization of the hierarchy on this planet. That's their plan, is the year 2025. See, God's got, or excuse me, Satan's got them fooled too. So, the availability of nuclear weapons, the Antichrist will have been willing to hit then the nuclear weapon, because he don't care about the world anymore. Pestilence, they've already got set up. So they got to have a fake pandemic now. They're going to have red rivers and red lakes now. They're going to have the tribulations happen now, as the news portray them, to have this fake tribulations. So they got to have a pandemic. They got to have an economic crash. All this is orchestrated by them. They got to have earthquakes that they can do by harp to fake the tribulations. And then comes disclosure. Oh, they're tricky. So by technology, they create famine and they put it on the news. They can control the food anytime they want. They've already created the diseases to have their fake tribulations. And even during the tribulations, the diseases are already designed. Then the death of those that's martyred, different places, they're already talking about that now. They'll use that as the fifth seal. Cosmic disturbances. There's your lion four blood moons nonsense. They've already started telling deception about the abomination of desolation. The moon is red and the sun is black as sackcloth. They can create that in any eclipse. Blood moon, they time it just right. It's what they're going to do. Hailstones they can create by harp. Big ones have already done that as testing. They can claim that a meteorite's falling, a big meteor, it's going to hit the ocean, set off a nuclear explosion, and there it is. They can create tsunamis, blame it on God. The recovered wormwood is Chernobyl, and that's a bunch of baloney. They named Chernobyl wormwood and so they could do this. It's ridiculous. And all the woes we're talking about in the fifth trumpet, sixth trumpet, Carl Gallup and the rest of them, even what's his name, Irvin Baxter or whatever, they're all full of baloney. And the prelude to Armageddon, that's why they're trying to tell you you're in the sixth trumpet already. I can't believe they're actually doing that. People believe it. Carl Gallup out of Florida says, we're in the sixth trumpet. Really? Well, I missed a whole, 3.5 years of the 144,000 and stars fall from heaven, all that. Man, we missed all that. No, it already happened, 70 A.D. See how they do this? They make it look like it's already happened. The locust-like creatures, they're going to say, are drones or something another. And the soras are causing, Magellans or the chemtrails. Sea has turned to blood. They tried that already with Fukushima in Japan. Did they not? All the Pacific Ocean's destroyed. There you are. There you are. There's your tribulations. You see how they did it? Using that lie about Fukushima. Hey, all you all in Washington, Oregon, Indiana, Wyoming, South Dakota, North Dakota, you're all supposed to be dying, aren't you? Because you're Fukushima radioactive right now or something? What happened to that? Did God forget or something? I don't know. You see what they're doing to everybody? They're lying to you. Now, they can create these things. Oh, yeah. They've already talked about the drying up of Euphrates. Look it up right now. They've already got that covered. Oh, yeah, got the Ebola boils. Oh, yeah, there you go. Ebola boils. The Ebola was created in the laboratory. Oh, yeah. Well, people have it? Probably, yeah. You see, the vaccines is what gives you the disease. So they scare the dickens out of you. And everybody running to this, getting their vaccine, that gives you the disease. The vaccine's what does it? It's called a cyclone storm. So that way they control it, so they don't get, you know, possibly killed by the same disease. So they create the fear, certain locations, isolated, use the media they control anyway. And then you say, we got to go get our vaccine. I don't want to die. Get your colloidal silver so you can live and all this and all that. The vaccine is what gives you the pandemic. It always did. Family, the CDC confirmed 1952 to 1954. Look it up right now. CDC confirmed in baby boomers to kill the baby boomers. You heard me right. They put 30 to 90 million vaccines in the baby boomers. I'm a baby boomer, born in 1950 something another, I ain't gonna tell you when. And I got that polio vaccine, but I don't think I was the one that got the cancer. Because 30 to 90 million of them, the CDC confirms, had the cancer virus in the polio vaccine. Look it up right now and tell me no. Because you won't. They confirm it. They want you to know. And I told you all last week, was it last week? On purpose, beginning in the year 1900, literally, from mass medication, I got this documented in detail about fluorine in the water supply to help your teeth. Edward Bernays set this all this up later. Lies, man. They put it in pablum food, a baby food. Fluorine is a poison. They didn't tell you that back then. Now, watch this. Those that haven't heard this before. On purpose, by design. They put the fluorine and not only in the water, which is a poison on the long term, but also in pablum baby food, causes boils and a whole list of other things, problems. But here is the kicker. And remember, Reynolds is Illuminati family. Reynolds tobacco, Reynolds aluminum. Aluminum causes Alzheimer's. That's where you get the aluminum oxide, the chemtrails. They made aluminum pots and pans and coffee makers. Imagine that. So they put the fluorine in the aluminum. I got this document. I'm not making this up or speculating. Not one little bit. I can tell you the doctor's name that confirms this. I can tell you how they did it. I can tell you when they did it. By design. Reynolds aluminum. Reynolds made the coffee makers, made the pots and pans aluminum. So when you put the fluorine in the, over the long term, put the fluorine in the aluminum pots and pans, coffee makers, it starts chronic fluorosis. How about that? Then you add to it the cancer in the polio vaccines. Man, and then in the Vietnam War, by design, these Luciferians that control our government, Brzezinski, LBJ, Rockefellers, Council of Foreign Relations, those other murderers and killers, brought Agent Orange to cause cancer in our Vietnam veterans. And that was for defoliage. Baloney. I almost said something else. It was the cause of cancer of our military personnel in Vietnam. That's a fact. I'll tell you something else, too, while I'm on the road, leading up to Armageddon. Mm-hmm. In 1966, in fact, let me pull it out here, y'all. After the planned defeat in Korea, you heard me right, confirmed General Douglas MacArthur. MacArthur confirms a planned defeat of Korea. His own diary. That in August of 1966, the State Department, in fact, issued a pamphlet that was entitled Private Boycotts versus National Interest. And in this, well, long story short, before I get off on it, because I got 30 minutes to go, I'm going to talk about Armageddon. But in this pamphlet, basically, and I got the words here that it went out, it forbid businesses from boycotting the Soviet bloc countries, Soviet Union, Eastern European countries that they knew was helping the VC. So there was a talk about being patriotic and we're not going to help them. Well, the State Department said, well, no, you do help them because you're working against Americans' policy, American government, if you boycott the Soviet Union. Okay, why'd they do that? Well, because we provided our industrialists, who were Luciferians, Council of Foreign Relations, Benghazi type of people, the guns, ammunition, weapons, transportation systems that killed Americans in Vietnam came from American subsidized, shall I add to it, Luciferian CFR economy. Anthony Sutton confirms it. But that's not the worst of it. Here's the worst of it. Relative to the Agent Orange, is that one of the sales to the Russian government occurred in 1966 when the U.S. government sent the Soviet Union entire technical specifications which they needed to build a glycerol plant. Glycerin, specifically in Vietnam, glycerol was used as a detonator in the booby traps. And in fact, of the 58-some thousand troops that died in Vietnam, 50% of all American casualties in Vietnam came from booby traps. Your Council of Foreign Relations members, your Joint Chief of Staff, are not for America. They're for their blood oath. Of what I'm talking about today. And those that don't join will never see a career. Once they're offered it and they return it down, they're shuffled out of the general staff or colonel staff. They'll never make it. That's how it really works. Armageddon. The first verse from Daniel about the seven-year tribulation established by the Antichrist, whoever he is, confirms a covenant with Israel. Big mistake, but it's going to happen. In the middle of the covenant, he will set the abomination of desolation. Daniel 9:27. Then he shall confirm a covenant with many for 1 week. But in the middle of the week, middle of the 7 years, of seven, he shall bring an end to sacrifice and offering. What does that mean? That means when they've built the temple in the first seal, they've confirmed a covenant. At the beginning of the peace and prosperity, the Jews, the fake Jews in Israel today, the Star of David Jews, will begin sacrifice of animals once again, which will be a slap in the face of Jesus. Because he was the sacrifice that they rejected and are rejecting. In the temple will have been rebuilt. And up to that point, the Antichrist is the good guy, the first seal. They'll be sacrificing animals in anticipation of their next coming Messiah. And once he appears, he will say, you can stop your sacrifices because I am God. That's the abomination of desolation. Better run to the hills. And on the wing of abomination shall be one who makes desolate, even until consummation, which determined, is poured out on the desolate. Which is leading up to Armageddon. And it seems that they're building the temple now or getting ready to go. So we're really close, family. 1 week has been determined by the 7 years. Because in the middle of the week, the Antichrist will set up the abomination of desolation. Now that's heading toward the real Armageddon. So 1 week, there'll be 42 months or 3.5 years to go before the end. So it tells us 1 week is equal to 7 years. So the next verse from Daniel, you see, the Bible is one unit. I'm going to talk about that tonight in Bible study. I'm talking about that 8 to 9 Bible study I have on my website, just like I do the broadcast. But the verse of Daniel specifically tells you that once the animal sacrifice is taken away, that's leading up to the first trumpet, but that sacrifice is taken away from the Jews, the abomination of desolation set up mid-tribulation, there'll be 1,290 days until the end. And that's 3.5 years and 13 days. It says in Daniel 12, 11 to 12. And from the time that the daily sacrifice is taken away and the abomination of desolation is set up, there shall be 1,290 days. Blessed is he who waits and comes to the 1,335 days. Daniel 12, 11 to 12. So you need Daniel, Old Testament, Revelation, New Testament to understand this. You can't understand it without both New Testament and Old Testament together. You need both. You take away Daniel and say, well, it's only the New Testament and you don't really need the Old Testament. You're not going to understand it. If you say, well, the New Testament is, and the Jews come up, the Judaic Jews come up with other stuff, nonsense. You say, we don't need the New Testament. We have the Torah. We got the Old Testament. You're not going to understand it. You need both. And God set it up that way. Sorry, guys. You lose. Because God wins on this one. You understand that? Someone told me the other day, and I was writing on the YouTube thing. I use that for practice. Yeah. He says, well, Christ consciousness and your thoughts is your reality. And, you know, Jesus is nonsense, and they came up with all kinds of stuff. I said, really? I said, do tell. I said, well, I'll tell you what. How about this? I told this fella, I said, well, since you are this much of wisdom, and your thoughts are your reality, I said, well, won't you go on ahead and then create your own universe, since you can do it. Create your own universe, start your own rules, set up your own commandments, whatever. You can run it, like actually the Mormons think this, at the highest level. And you can start your own universe. There you go. And you can create your own world. Right? Because this one belongs to Jesus Christ. It's not yours. So for you to be happy, you need to go somehow, and let me know when you do it, how it goes. Any questions? So, you know, your thoughts, your reality, go ahead and create your own world. That's what you think, go ahead and do it. Because this world belongs to Jesus. And I'm going to tell you, that boy, we don't want to be on this when Jesus comes back. That's the last place he wants to be. Now, I'm going to continue talking about Armageddon here, and tomorrow I want to talk about how the 501c3 controls your church. I'm not going to talk about that right now. I want to focus on Armageddon. But it's taken me a while here to lay the groundwork for Armageddon. Deadly virus confirmed in 4 to 4 states. And D.C. and spreading fast. And so it begins. Connecticut declared in state, this is now, a public health emergency. Prepares for quarantine in state of Connecticut. Uh-oh. Well, I better go down here to the drugstore and get my vaccination or get me some colloidal silver, huh? Deadly viruses. This is now. This is like I got this today. Why are so many deadly diseases breaking out all over the globe right now? Found that one too. Another one I found. During an Ebola pandemic, all of your rights would be essentially be meaningless. Hey, you sovereign citizens, you got your certificate, right? You put it in some kind of what? You got a banner for it or something? Or are you going to have a pocket size so you can pull it out and tell the Chinese, the Russians, or the whoever that you're a sovereign citizen? You can live in your little log cabin or something, or the Ozarks. They're gonna blow you away, man. Your sovereign citizen means nothing, man. And when you get martial law, you can roll that up and use it for toilet paper or start a fire with it. See, they've got us on this false security. I'm a sovereign citizen. I got my name, not capital, and so forth and so on, to placate us. Israel's preparing for a possible Ebola outbreak. This is all now, today. Articles I found today, you understand? Now, 8 October, it's coming out, man. They're bringing it out, bam, 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 just like that. And so it begins. Connecticut declaring a state of a public health emergency, prepares for quarantine. Family, 2009 played out all over again. Now, I don't doubt that they want to kill some people. There's no doubt about that. Governor, 7th. October 7th, Governor Daniel Malloy, October 7th, 2014. Ooh, that was yesterday, wasn't it? In response to the epidemic of the Ebola. So it's not flu this time, huh? It's Ebola. Okay. Currently affecting multiple counties, countries in Western Africa. In order to provide the commissions of public and other appropriate officials with all the authorities necessary to prevent any potential transmission of the Ebola virus within the state of Connecticut, I hereby declare a public health emergency for the state. Pursuant to the Connecticut general status, something or another, whatever goes on, for the duration of the epidemic. Look out, Connecticut. Specifically, in accordance with Connecticut general statute section, blah, 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 I authorize the Commissioner of Public Health in order of isolation of quarantine under conditions prescribed by the Commissioner of Public, just goes on all this dramatic whatever. Anyway, so what brings to mind, there's a deadly virus, 44 states and D.C. spreading fast October the 8th. That's the title of the article. I'd say that's pretty up to date, wouldn't you? Those states are Alabama, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Idaho, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Minnesota, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, North Carolina, well, I gotta go now, guys. North Dakota, Ohio, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, South Dakota, South America, Carolina, Texas, Utah, Vermont, Virginia, Washington, West Virginia, Wisconsin, Wyoming. Oh, makes me just tired just thinking about it. So what are we talking about here? EVD8 now has been detected in 4 children, have died. In one case, a New Jersey child who died without showing any symptoms associated with the virus. Oh, they got all these kind of reports going on all of a sudden, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, what brings to my mind is this is not new. Whatsoever. So, here's what brings to my mind. Let me show you here. Let me see if this comes to your mind. Does this kind of ring a bell?
Reagan was elected to the presidency. He installed Louis Giafrida as head of FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Giafrida was an old cold warrior from Reagan's California days whose specialty was suppression of unrest and dissent. Giafrida, North, and George Bush began to turn FEMA into an instrument of domestic anti-terrorism.
You're dealing with a group of people in the Reagan administration who equated political dissent with treason and who cannot differentiate between emergency procedures, which I think everyone agrees are necessary, and suppressing political dissent. And with North and Poindexter and Casey, you had a group of people who saw Americans who disagree with them as the enemy.
Colonel North, in your work at the NSC, were you not assigned at one time to work on plans for the continuity of government in the event of a major disaster?
Mr. Chairman,
I believe that question touches upon a highly sensitive and classified area, so may I request that you not touch upon that, sir?
I was particularly concerned, Mr. Chairman, because I read in Miami papers and several others that there had been a plan developed by that same agency, a contingency plan in the event of emergency that would suspend the American Constitution. I was deeply concerned about it and wondered if that was the area in which he had worked. I believe
I most respectfully request that that matter not be touched upon at this stage. If we wish to get into this, I'm certain arrangements can be made for an executive session.
And tragically, the only member who got close was Jack Brooks, and he was stopped by the chairman.
That's the 1980s. Oliver North is a Knights of Malta. Reagan is a Knights of Malta. Gerald Boykin, General Boykin, Knights of Malta. Wesley Clark's a Rhodes Scholar. Rick Joyner, a so-called pastor, which he's not. Pretends to be, but he's not. Morningstar, Lucifer. Morningstar Ministries, Lucifer. See, Jesus Christ is a great... is a bright and morning star. Revelation 22:16. Big difference between a bright and morning star and morning star. Morning star is considered by Lucifer. So when you look at the Islamic flags, you got the half moon, that's Allah, moon god. And the star, that's Lucifer. So when you got a disease in every state, to declare a national emergency. Is that where we're heading in martial law? Are they going to pull another sneaky on us? Be ready. The Battle of Armageddon now. We got 20 minutes to go. And I want to talk about the Battle of Armageddon that they're throwing around like a party word. This Battle of Armageddon will be after 3/4 of the world's population will be decimated for real. Not this play thing that Bagley and Carl Jessup, Gallup, or whatever, P.P. Simmons, or Hagee, the rest of them are throwing around a party word, Armageddon. Gog and Magog, they interchange it, they don't know. Well, the problem is they do know. That's the problem. That really torques my jaw. But anyway, the Battle of Armageddon is the last battle. That the next one is when Jesus Christ comes to intervene. And they realize, there he is! And they'll all band together, and boy, they will be destroyed. The Bible says, immediately after the tribulation occurs, that's the seventh seal. Seventh trumpet. Big, big old hailstones, 100 pounds apiece, it tells it in the Bible, because they'll need that to kill the Nephilim, the giants in those days. That's why they're so darn big. It's not overkill. The Nephilim will be released. They're down there in the ground. They're in the deep underground military bases. They will be released upon this earth. Supernatural, human, transhumanized military army. Then the real Euphrates will be dried up in this period of time. See, they're trying to tell you now. Look it up right now. They're saying the Euphrates is dried up. We're already there. No, we're not. They're trying to make all this happen. It's really pathetic. But that first verse is very interesting because it implies the Antichrist does not have full control of the entire world at that time. It says that he hears news from the east and north that trouble him, and that news causes him to go out in great fury to annihilate the many. China and Russia do not want to come under his rule. Maybe. They're setting up to come directly against him because they'll find out that he's not what he says he is. Daniel 11:44-45, but news from the east and the north shall trouble him. Therefore he shall go out with great fury to destroy and annihilate the many. He shall plant the tents of his palace between the seas and the glory of holy mountain. Yet he shall come to his end and no one will help him. So that verse tells us he's going to meet his end and no one's going to be able to help him. This Antichrist, the one that everybody was loving, now is evil. And when you read further down, Jesus is the one who will be putting a final end to him. No human being is going to end the reign of the Antichrist. There'll be no Joel's army. There'll be no New Jerusalem. All that's nonsense by the Knights of Malta. And this event will lead up to the Battle of Armageddon. So in the next verse you find the word Armageddon is being used to describe this place where the battle is going to take place. And a series of battles is Armageddon. It's a kind of a campaign. And near the plain of Megiddo. It's a series of battles leading to the final one. And it forms, but one of them, main one, is going to be the plain of Megiddo. Forms the only pass through the mountains, which enters the north and south of Israel. It's around the northern part of Israel, and it's about a natural pass from the Mediterranean Sea through the mountains of the interior of Israel. When you go to the next verse, that's when the Euphrates River will dry up. So at the pass and the way to be made forth for the kings of the east to come against Israel and the Antichrist in the last battle. Revelation 16, verses 12 to 16. Then the sixth angel poured out his bowl. It's a sixth bowl judgment. Hadn't happened yet, family. The sixth angel poured out his bowl on the great river Euphrates, and his water dried up so that the way of the kings from the east might be prepared. And I saw, John says, and I saw three unclean spirits that were like frogs coming out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. There's your Trinity. Evil Trinity. For there are spirits of demons performing signs, that be fallen angels, performing signs which go out to the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to battle at the great day of God Almighty. And they gathered them together to place in Hebrew, called in Hebrew, Armageddon. Man, we're a long way away from Armageddon. We're not going to be sitting here listening to me on a broadcast. So you're thinking about dinner right now, right? You won't be thinking none of that when this happens. Notice that the demons who are in Antichrist and false prophet will be the ones who will go out and draw the rest of the nations to Armageddon supernaturally. Sheep led to the slaughter. So the stage is set. You could have probably China and other Asian countries coming into the east, maybe. Possibly Russia, Arab allies, I'm speculating, coming from the north, the troops from the Antichrist. 10 nation, revived Holy Roman Empire, coming from the west. All converging under Armageddon to battle it out to see who's going to rule the world. Then comes the second coming of Christ. So, the first seal, the second seal, beginning the first 7 years, is the real World War III, planned by Albert Pike in 1873. Psalms 83 will be fulfilled. That's the real World War III, leading up to the Abomination of Desolation. So, World War III, the real one, will be after the peace and prosperity. That will bring on the third, fourth, and fifth seal. Famine. Pestilence. Those who worship Jesus Christ will die. But that death is okay. A great earthquake will destroy all of technology. The two witnesses, 144,000 real Hebrew Jews will come out because Israel will be decimated. and there will be the abomination of desolation. Run to the hills where God will protect them in Jerusalem. And boy, it's going to get ugly from there, and it's God's wrath. So everything that's happened in all the history of mankind, up to the flood, God will remember. Those who rejected his son, Jesus, he'll remember. All those millions and millions of children sacrificed for Moloch in America, in Europe, he'll remember. And that will be his wrath. He says, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. Well, he's just not whistling Dixie, because that vengeance is coming at the first trumpet. And then you'll see God's vengeance. Right now, we're not near Armageddon. So when you buy these books out that says, we're in Armageddon coming, you know, and they've got this news articles, man, I just turn it off. I don't have time for that nonsense to get in my head. Because the day of the Lord is coming. It's not yet. Not yet, family. Not yet at all. And the second coming of Jesus after Armageddon, what they're going to have is not the second coming of Jesus, and their fake Armageddon leading up to the first seal will be Sananda Emmanuel, the fallen angel called himself Yeshua. That will be the false prophet. That will start the first seal. And from that point on, 7 years is coming. What I've just been describing. So there's our second coming of Jesus, the real one, after Armageddon, I've just described to you. That's why they got to have a fake Armageddon. You see how it works? They have the fake one. What comes after that? Second coming of Jesus. Except this Jesus ain't the Jesus you think it is. It's called disclosure. A great deception is on the way. So we're close to the first seal. They got to have a fake Armageddon first. Final battle, the Star Wars thing going on. Project Blue Beam, I don't know, whatever. How do they do that? How do you think they're going to do that? Reptilians, you know, the Geicos. Big Geicos, not the little ones. The big Geicos. See, it's fallen angels, literally, no joke here. The fallen angels, they can take different shapes. They have all along. They can manipulate their molecules or whatever. And the death and destruction caused in wars is what they need to absorb that energy to be able to manifest in the tree of life from the second heaven to the first to take on a physical form. They need to absorb that energy from death and destruction. Somehow or another, an alchemy reaction, absorption, causes them to be able to take a physical form or to manifest some fashion. That's how they do it. They must hit all the spots on the tree of life, they call it. It's a Kabbalah. It's alchemy. It's weird, but it works. Only through death and destruction, disasters that they cause, the energy from typhoons, energy, I know it sounds crazy, it does, but it's true. They use the earth physics, certain times of the month, certain times of the year, certain times of a decade, certain times if they don't make it, they have to wait to another 100 years, another 25 years, whatever. That's what the almanac's all about. It's got to be certain times. They're given certain time frames. If they miss it, the energy part of the universe, I can't go into detail, but the energy part of the universe will not allow them to manifest or perform what they need to do. So they got to wait till the next time. That's why they always keep track of these days and months and holidays and holy days and so forth. It's like markers for their movements, markers for their manifestation. That's why they have to sacrifice on certain days, certain months, certain holidays. That's what it's all about. We're coming to the end. Oops, sorry, no pun intended. But the end, there's no such thing as the end. Family, that's the trick right there. When they say the end is coming, the end is here. No, it's not. It's beginning of eternity. You got a whole eternal life to look forward to. A 1,000-year millennium with Jesus Christ if you're born again. And then on further after your judgment at the judgment seat of Christ rewards. Great white throne is judgment of those that rejected Jesus. It's not done. There's no such thing as an end. The end of time, yeah, beginning eternity, uh-huh. That's how it works. For those who accepted Jesus now, accept Jesus when the time comes for you, that you've been called. Don't turn him away. Because when he brings you home, before the first trumpet, is the judgment seat of Christ, preparing you to return after Armageddon for the 1,000-year millennial reign. See that? The Freemasons are lied to, and they're told that every human being goes through the great white throne, and that's not in the scriptures whatsoever. Only those that rejected Jesus go through the great white throne, and their good deeds at that point, a little bit late, but they have different levels of hell, of torment. Well, the best place is the worst place you want to be, because all are separated from God. And being separated from God is unbelievable torment in itself for eternity. Family, don't play with this. Renounce the blood oath. Get out of there. Get out of the Freemasons. Get out of the Knights of Malta. They are lying to you. Besides, they already have it planned to execute all Freemasons once the Great White Brotherhood, the hierarchy, have total control of what we're talking about here. Once they've got total control in that 7-year reign, they're going to exterminate, execute all Freemasons. They will not need you anymore. And they can't let you run around with the secrets you know to be convicted by God to start telling the truth. You understand why they can't let you free now? They are going to kill you. So when they kill you, where's your soul going to go? Heaven or hell? Because if they kill you as a Freemason, you're going to hell. Because you've not renounced the blood oath. That's a problem. Family, this is dead serious what I'm telling you about. Don't take my word for nothing. Go back in my broadcast and you check out everything I said and prove me wrong with evidence. And don't be coming to me with these Freemason documentation or some college that's underneath or professor from some Illuminati college, CFR college, because it's no credibility. Don't give a hoot from professor, Calvinist, from whoever, Harvard, means nothing, means zero, because they're under a humanist agenda. And that's been proven too. Family, we're going now. Tonight, I'm going to talk about the Great Tribulation about to happen and some other areas of that tonight, Bible study. I'm going to talk about it all week because I see the future coming. Tomorrow, we'll talk about some actual news. I talked a little bit about today. They got something planned, obviously, get ready for it. Fake Armageddon, fake tribulations. And do the study of the Bible. Don't depend on some preacher, pastor, rabbi, or pope. Do your own study. Your own church is two or more gathered. It's a church. That's it right there. It's between your relationship with Jesus. Nobody else. Nobody else. No religion, no country, nothing. Nobody. But you and Jesus Christ. Don't look to go to some church to get your shot in the arm, no pun intended, of religion. That's not going to do it. You establish a relationship with Jesus yourself. My Just let you all know we're closing. My website is watchmanforjesus.com. Watchmanforjesus.com. My Facebook is Watchman for Jesus. And I'm hoping to get one of those Android apps or something from Apple, I don't know, whatever, so you can use an iPhone, iTunes, all this confusing to me. But anyway, that's what I'm working on to get. And I want to also let you all know that we're played, our broadcasts and Bible studies are played up in highportradio.net, New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. And highportradio.net, he runs our broadcast and Bible studies randomly, and it's for us, it's appreciation. And he has sponsors, so you help him by going to his sponsors in Pennsylvania, New York, and New Jersey. And if you live up there and you need some services, just check his website out, and there you go. Family, tomorrow, 4 to 6, hit the ground running. And tonight, 8 to 9, Bible study. So y'all have a good night. And know that he's in control. But family, we're going through this. Just get close to him. Not a religion. Not a pastor, preacher, rabbi, or pope. But Jesus Christ is the one. And the King James Bible is irrefutably the only true word of God right now. You got. What did I say right now for? Because when they have the falling away, they're going after it. He'll write it on your hearts when you witness to others. Have a good night, and God bless y'all. This is your Watchman. I'm signing off.